Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Your Clemson Tigers sitting at 3-4 right now on the 2025 season. The South Carolina Gamecocks 3-5. It seems like, Cole, there's still a chance Clemson makes a bowl. It's going to be tough for South Carolina to achieve that very same thing. But they do both have one very good thing going for them right now. Both fan bases at the moment, and this could change in a heartbeat, both fan bases want the guy that they have in place right now to salvage things and be the ones to turn it around. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Cole Bryson. My name is Diesel. You Tolos who are watching on the stream, welcome. Thanks for joining the show. Dabo Swinney is still beloved among the Clemson fan base. Shane Beamer, still beloved among the South Carolina fan base, though it seems like that is slipping just a little bit. Tom in Somerville, he's already ready to pull the plug. But Cole, they are both in a position where even though the seasons have been disappointing, and Shane Beamer has had multiple disappointing seasons in South Carolina, the fan bases generally want those two guys to stick around. That is not the case for a lot of programs in college football. We've seen LSU and Penn State fire coaches that have had good records this season and really good records over the last couple of seasons. But I think that's what separates Clemson and South Carolina from many of the other schools. There's not a toxicity in the fan base to this point. But I wonder, Cole, is there a school where you could swing that pendulum in the other direction and say they could use a little more toxicity in their fan base right now? And I have the clear and present answer, and the answer is NC State and Dave Doran. Dave Doran was asked in his media availability yesterday about the pressure of a year-end decision looming, saying, I don't worry about that. And I believe him.
Yeah, you know, I think real quick to comment on the Beamer and Dabo part of it before we dive into the Dave Doran aspect. I do believe you're right in the sense that both programs, as of right now, like you said, have the guy that they want, Diesel. But I think what's interesting is it kind of goes back to what we talked about yesterday. The reason for that, in my mind, not the sole reason, but a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're both a good fit. And we talked about it yesterday. A good fit is not the end-all, be-all. Does it matter? Sure, it matters. Is it the key, the guide to success in winning a national championship? Maybe it's not the sole factor, but I do think it's important. And I think, to your point, a lot of the reason that Diesel, a lot of these fans want Dabo to get this ship back on track, and why a lot of Gamecock fans want Beamer to be the guy that does figure this out and does bring them consistency and does do what no coach has ever done at South Carolina and be consistent and win consistently. I think a lot of that has to do with they're likable guys. They're from the area-ish. Like, they're not from, you know, Ohio. They're not from Southern California. They're likable. They're a good fit. They're from the area. Dabo's from the South. You know, Beamer has a lot of ties to the area. He's one of their guys. He coached there. So, again, I think a lot of it has to do with them being a good fit. And for that reason, I think a large part of the fan base wants to hold on to him.
Oh, man. Are we saying that Dabo Swinney and Shane Beamer are just a couple of old pair of jeans that fit just right? They might have a couple holes in them. It might be a little stretched out here, might be a little stretched out there, a little worn down, some fraying on the cuff. But by God, they fit just right on a day that you need them to fit.
You want them to win. You want them to be there. They represent the program well, right? They say the right things. They do the right things. They're good coaches, but ultimately it's two different scenarios. And then the Dave Doran aspect of it's interesting because that guy – it seems like has no pressure on him because it feels like he's been there for a long time now.
Well, it looks like NC State is probably going to finish this season 6-6. Currently sitting at 4-4 with wins over East Carolina, Virginia, Wake Forest, and Campbell. Losses at Duke, against Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, and Pitt. Sitting at 4-4. The remaining schedule is Georgia Tech, Miami, Florida State, and North Carolina. And right now, Cole, I easily see a 2-2 split. At worst, they're going 1-3. They're going to beat North Carolina. That's a given.
You would think, right?
Florida State, I don't know at this point. Florida State sucks just as bad as they do, and they're going to lose to Georgia Tech at home, and they're going to lose to Miami on the road. I think if they acquit themselves well in those games against Georgia Tech and Miami, both of them top 10 teams. Let's say both of those games are 10-point or less affairs, and then Dave Doran goes on and finds a way to beat Florida State and North Carolina, I think they extend him. And that is that is a really sad place for a fan base to be. That is a fan base that's okay with mediocrity, and that is what I caution you South Carolina Gamecock fans into not being. Don't end up like NC State that keeps extending Dave Doran. The big difference between Dave Doran and Shane Beamer is that Shane Beamer's a likable guy. I don't know anybody who says, "Oh, Dave Doran's a warm and fuzzy guy. He's easy to hang out with. He's certainly somebody you want to pull up a bar stool next to and share a beer with." But the ACC has the biggest problem possible is that there is a tremendous amount of apathy and there's a tremendous amount of settling for mediocrity in that conference. Dave Doran, 91-69 at NC State, 48-54 in conference in his 13th season. He's achieved 4 9-win seasons. He's had 3 losing seasons. The rest have been just kind of right there in the middle. And that is a depressing place for a fan base to be. We talked about the unhealthiness of LSU and Penn State and a little bit of Florida too, though I understand Florida and Billy Napier's results were not the same as what those other two schools had. They are unhealthy because they demand perfection to the point if you're not winning national championships, you're fired. But with NC State, they just demand 7-5.
Yeah, and I think it's so tough. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine this morning, Diesel, who's a South Carolina fan, and I think it all comes down to what's expected out of the program, and I don't know that the powers that be at NC State really care that NC State's competing for a national championship. I don't know that it's realistic that they're ever competing for a national championship. Could they be good again with the transfer portal and NIL? Sure, they could do kind of what Vanderbilt's done and rise from the ashes of the conference. But NC State, do they look at football as a valued commodity? I don't know that they do, Diesel, and that might be part of the problem. You're just talking about a program that hadn't been good since, 2002? Talking about recent success, there has been none. So you're talking about a program that's been irrelevant. Dave Doran was hired, I guess, to bring them to relevancy, and a couple of times he got on the fringe, right? They were good. They were going toe-to-toe with Clemson a few years ago. But there was never that C word. There was never consistency.
I genuinely cannot remember who was the head coach of NC State before Dave Doran. It's
Chuck Amato was there.
13 years. Was it Chuck?
I don't know how long Chuck was there for.
Dave Doran. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Dave Doran was hired in 13. No. Dave Doran was hired in 12, which makes this his 13th season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Chuck Amato was there all the way up until 2000 without looking. He was there when they were good. I'll tell you that. That's the last time I can remember NC State being good was Chuck Amato. I don't remember. Like, they were 11-3 one year under Chuck. I don't remember the
last. Tom O'Brien was there.
Oh, before?
For five years before
Dave.
Before
Dave. And after Chuck, I guess.
Yeah, it was Dave Doran, Tom O'Brien, Chuck Amato, Mike O'Kane, Dick Sheridan, Monty Kiffin was there. Lou Holtz was their head coach from 72 to 75. The reason why I bring all of this up, Colin, some Tolos may be saying, oh, we're here in Clemson territory. We're in South Carolina territory. Why are we talking about NC State and the ACC? The reason I bring it up, Cole, is I hope, and I, God, I hope and pray and predict, hopefully, that the ACC programs see all of these elite head coaches being fired and put their arms out wide. Say, hey, guys, come on in over here. The water is fine. Could you imagine a world where you got Billy Napier and you got Brian Kelly and you got James Franklin all taking jobs in the ACC where their only pressure is to get to 9 wins? And some of them can pop. Some of them can go even farther. I said yesterday on the show that I think North Carolina – I know this whole situation with Bill Belichick would take some time to figure out. I don't know that that Brian Kelly is going to jump right back into head coaching right away.
Yeah.
But a year from now, 2 years from now, I could see Bill Belichick gone from North Carolina at the time. And again, I do think that Brian Kelly's personality fits perfectly at the University of North Carolina. So put him there. Put James Franklin at Virginia Tech. Take Billy Napier and put him at NC State or hire any one of the coaches that we've been saying forever need to get head coaching jobs. Jamie frickin' Chadwell. Put Jamie Chadwell at NC State. Those three coaches on top of Fran Brown at Syracuse.
Yeah, I like Fran.
And Brent Key down at Georgia Tech and Dabo Sweeney at Clemson and whoever's going to replace Mike Norvell. Now you've got a highly competitive league that is not a laughingstock in college football anymore.
So here's where I would go with that to kind of answer your question of why that's not happening. Maybe the reason that I have Diesel is not a valid reason, but here's where I'll go. I'll make this illustration when it comes to those high-powered, sought-after head coaches, why they're not coming to the ACC. Mm-hmm. I'll use a high school football illustration that you and I have talked about a lot on this show. With Spartanburg County in high school football and Greenville County in high school football, right? You even asked this question of me and Brock Kamrick a couple of weeks ago when we were talking high school football when it comes to Greenville County starting to get a lot better when it comes to high school football in the upstate. Mm-hmm. You would not see a lot of Spartanburg County coaches, even assistants, leave Spartanburg County back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
In the day to go coach at a Greenville County high school. Now, this narrative, Diesel, is obviously changing because Greenville County is starting to get really good. There's really good coaches. There's really good players, etc. However, high school coaches wouldn't leave Spartanburg County to go to Greenville County because of one thing. They're not going to get the support in Greenville County that they were going to get in Spartanburg County because Spartanburg County for so long was known for their their stadiums, their facilities in high school football, the tradition, the winning, yada, yada, yada. Now, that narrative is changing in a major way in Greenville County. There are a lot of good teams right here in Greenville County at the high school level. But I use that illustration because I think it's similar. Is a James Franklin or is a, let's say, Brian Kelly going to be able to go to Virginia Tech and get the same amount of support at Virginia Tech that he demands in order to bring them to national relevance? I'm not talking about support, enough support to win games. I'm talking about the bucks, the big bucks, enough support to take them and go get the best players because it's a bidding war now, Diesel. You're bidding on the best talent in college football. Are those ACC programs going to give those big-time coaches enough support? I don't know that the answer is yes quite yet.
There was a time, Cole, when the SEC was a laughingstock of college basketball. You know, it was Kentucky and it was everybody else.
That's right.
Right? You know,
LSU was good like once every 10 years.
Right. But Kentucky was basically the only team with a pulse, the only program with a pulse in that conference year after year after year. Yeah, Texas was – well, this is before Texas was even in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Florida had its run as well. So it was Florida, it was Kentucky, and everybody else. And then all of these programs at once all decided – we have to start investing in basketball coaches. We have to come up with the money. We have to do whatever it takes to get elite-level coaches into the SEC. And then it pulled all that power away from the ACC. Remember, ACC was the conference of elite head coaches. All the coaches wanted to be at ACC schools. And then slowly but surely, they all moved over to the SEC, the elite head coaches of the game. I think the ACC has a prime opportunity. Their choices are either do it, invest the money, or continue to fade into irrelevance and get farther and farther out of the picture of what really matters and put themselves in a position where, Clemson and Florida State and who at one or two more, they're going to head off to big-time conferences and the ACC is going to go the way of the Pac-12. I don't want to see that. You don't want to see that.
No.
The listeners don't want to see that. We remember the tradition and the pageantry of the ACC of the last 40 years, 50 years, especially in basketball. We don't want to see the ACC become the Pac-12 and what it is now with a collection of Mountain West schools.
Yeah, and I'm with you. You look at North Carolina, even of what they're attempting to do, Diesel, with Bill Belichick, like they've got Bill Belichick coaching. The greatest coach in the history of the NFL, arguably.
That was a stunt, in my opinion, from day one.
But my point being, you're trying to go get good coaches. This is kind of proving my point, what I'm making. You go get good coaches all you want. But if you don't put the full investment, the full backing behind the program, you're going to have just that. You're going to have a washed-up coach with his hot girlfriend on the sideline, and it's going to be, what to your point, a laughing stock, a stunt, a comedy show, and a team that's won, what, two or three ball games this year? So that's my point. You can go get all the big-name coaches you want and take them to the ACC and put them in Blacksburg and put them in, wherever. You name the ACC city, but you go look at why Clemson's been successful. Go look at why Miami's turning the page and all of a sudden has a really good football team. Go look at what Florida State, they had the full support more than just the head coach.
Well, I think if you bring in head coaches, it generates all new revenue opportunities that you haven't had before. Look at the money that's come into North Carolina and the money that they attempted to bring into North Carolina, all just because Bill Belichick was the head football coach, right? I mean, something's got to be the catalyst, and it's not going to be, hey, let's bring in a good FCS coach or a good G5 coach, and we're going to convince our donors and our base to all of a sudden throw a ton of money at them. It's a chicken or the egg scenario. You have to invest first in an elite head coach. You invest in that coach. You know as well as I do, anytime you hire a great new head coach, all of a sudden donors who never gave any money, they're coming out of the woodworks to throw, a couple $1,000, $10,000. They're the ones that have real money. They're throwing $50,000, $100,000, $500,000 at these programs. You put Brian Kelly, maybe Brian Kelly is not the best example because who's going to open their wallets to throw extra money at Brian Kelly? But if you were to put James Franklin in Blacksburg, you're telling me that Virginia Tech fans, an engineering school, engineers have money, by the way. You telling me engineers are not going to come out of the woodworks to throw money in a James Franklin-led Virginia Tech team? And that's one of those things that trickles out from the programs that start it first. Somebody's got to be the first one to make this attempt. Somebody's got to be the first one to make that splash hire. And when you do it, Virginia Tech does it. All of a sudden, the folks down in Raleigh say, oh, man, look at them. They're having all this success up there because they went and hired James Franklin. And then it trickles down to whoever. I mean, I know Duke feels like they've got their guy in Manny Diaz. And you know, it feels like there might be a few head coaches that are starting to get themselves entrenched and starting to have some success. Tony Elliott at Virginia. I mean, who saw those teams coming along and being the power of the ACC? But those traditional programs that have tried to go on the cheap, tried to get cute, tried to throw it on third down at the five-yard line instead of running a power play. You know what the power play is? Go get somebody that gets headlines.
You've got to have, to your point, you've got to have the right guy. I completely agree with that. Having the right fit's important, but it's just like I said yesterday, Diesel. I don't remember what we were talking about, but you've got to have the support and the willingness for your destination to spend money on other things outside of just you. Because we've seen in Chapel Hill that hiring the good coach is not the simple solution. People thought it might be, oh, North Carolina has Bill Belichick now. Everything's good. They're off to the races. Everything's fine. That's just simply not the case. So, yeah, I'm with you. You've got to start somewhere. You've got to have something in place to get that money coming in and get those donors committed. But at the end of the day, it's got to be a program that's willing to make that investment. And if they're not willing to make that investment, it's going to be just a waste of time and another, oh, look at this guy came here in the ACC and it didn't work. By the way, I joked about it last Wednesday, Diesel, when you and I had Michael Duarte on from NBC LA. Michael is, I'm literally texting back and forth with him right now. Michael is going to join us at some point today. I don't know when, but he's going to join us on the stream live from Dodger Stadium and ahead of tonight's Game 4 of the World Series. So at some point, Michael's going to hop on the stream with us for a few minutes. It might be 5 minutes. It might be 8 minutes, but he is going to join us at some point. He just texted me back and said to shoot him some times it would work. So it's going to be random. Don't know yet, but if you are interested in Game 4 tonight, turn it on and leave it on because Michael Duarte of NBC LA will be literally live in the stadium. Last year he called the show from the dugout, and he'll probably be doing the same this year. So that could be a lot of fun. And maybe the game won't go until 4 a.m. this time. But to your point, to put a bow on it, South Carolina and Clemson, to go back to where you started the conversation, Diesel, they have an opportunity to really look like the ones who have it figured out, right? Because they've got the guy, to your point, that they want to be successful. But what did I just say? You've got to have more than the right guy. You've got to have that full investment. And this applies to Clemson and South Carolina too now. You have your guys, but are you willing to make that full investment in order for those guys to get your program back on track? It's not as easy as just having the right guy in place. And hey, Clemson's a perfect example of that. In this new era of college football, Diesel, having the right guy is not the answer. You've got to have a lot more than that. And we all want Dabo to be there and be successful, but 2025 has shown that having the right guy is just the first step. You've got to have a lot more than that in today's modern era of college football.
Texter says James Franklin at Vanderbilt wasn't all that great. I don't think throwing money at him is a very good idea. That comes from JT and Greer. Well, JT and Greer, Vanderbilt's all-time win percentage, and this includes James Franklin, is 48.3%. James Franklin's record at Vanderbilt, he was 615. So he was considerably better than the all-time history of Vanderbilt football, and achieving what he did, 681 or 615 win percentage, that's what got him the big-time job. Being able to achieve that at a school that doesn't have any history of success,
yeah,
that's where it's at. So, and of course, you take Clark Lee and you take who was after James Franklin at Vanderbilt, you take them away because James Franklin elevated that program.
Wasn't Derek Mason there
that,
too?
That win percentage is considerably lower than where it was before.
And now Derek Mason's at where I watched last week, one of the midweek games. I can't even remember where. They lost.
Oh, that means he's in the MAC somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was.
Is he Middle Tennessee?
Maybe. It sounds right. It does sound right. Let's see. Madcraft says, dudes, funny story. I tried my best to stay up for that whole game. I finally gave up in the bottom of the 17th.
Ah, that's funny.
Not sure if it was a good or a bad thing. Not sure I could have stomached that walk-off from Freddie. Yeah, guess what, Matt Kraft? Good segue. We're going to get into that. What happened, I would say, last night, but it wasn't last night. It was this morning. And now we have to have the conversation. Matt Kraft and others out there that are former Braves or former Freddie Freeman fans and Braves fans, this guy, all of a sudden, doing this 2 years in a row, might be etching himself into, I don't know, really unfamiliar territory when it comes to one of the best ever. How great is Freddie Freeman and what he's done? We'll get into it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.